Do, Undo, and Overdo Processes, a poem written by Z. Charnot in 1972. Border-to-border courtrooms, unemployment solved by making everyone a judge, so many your honors you can sleep on them stuffed in a mattress. More justice. More is not twice as much of the same thing. Multiplying the same acts and calling them justice is like saying chicken eggs are worth more than caviar because they're bigger. Even middle-class whites can dig that. Middle-class white is getting to sound dirtier than nigger used to. Wonder how that came to be. Ever heard 'em? Courtroom talk. What's relevant and what's not. Keeping part of the being alive, disconnected from other parts, and calling it due process of law. Well, law has no more due processes and a lot of undue processes and even more overdue processes. Man, the gall. They say the Constitution guarantees the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What we are guarantees that. Constitution can say, like I can say, that this here letter says we, like John Hancock and those other cats, are going to make good and sure everyone has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and a lot of other jazz. But how are we going to make sure? Border-to-border courtrooms? Hell no. Your honor, nothing. How about my honor? Contempt of court, shit. Contempt of me. And I don't sentence you to be locked up. I sentence you to be set free for contempt of me. That's one of those overdue processes. Friends, emancipators or the desperate, are taking down the fences of every rule and law. People need room to live. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness takes room. Fence exterminators come in two kinds, remember. When they get mingled, you have piles of stakes and rolls of wire and piles of trash. When there's a shortage of emancipators, the difference is always made up by the other kind, the desperate. The desperate who would even like to be emancipators if only enough fences were being removed fast enough to give people room to live. You can't do much in jail, but when you can't do much out of jail either, it just doesn't make any difference, and you sure can do a lot on the way. The longer you're a fugitive, the more you get done on the way, and God, all we have to do is get enough on the way, fugitive long enough, and we'll all be out. When you're a fugitive, you're the other kind of fence remover, the desperate kind. You don't want to be, but when they won't take down fences at all, no choice, gotta breathe. I dig being an emancipator. If they'd just quit sitting on those fences with clubs and tear gas and all those implements of hurt. Making sure's an interest in business, them do, overdo, and undo processes was one way, but they stopped working. Know how? Those processes take time. It's getting where they take more and more time. Whose time? Who cares? He who gets paid. Especially he who gets paid a lot. Now what if you don't get paid? Whenever human care is proportional to getting paid, he who can pay gets the care, and he who can't pay doesn't. How do you get so you can pay? By doing things you get paid for. Who does the paying? The one who can, and who wants what he's paying for to happen. Them people who need those do, undo, and overdo processes of law sometimes can't pay. Then they get the less expensive processes of law called condemnation. Can't go spending good money on no good people, and God knows they're no good because they can't pay. And everyone knows God is a capitalist who knows the value of a dollar. Besides that, God is white and a Christian. Those heathens don't know any better than to pay attention to Buddha, Krishna, or worse. I got news. Newsy news. God's just white in the back. Ever see his face? He's black. But maybe you're not on such familiar terms you ever see his face. I think he's got some yellow, red, and brown faces, too.